Hello, everyone. I think today we're going to start with our Old Testament reading in Isaiah. And I just want to do the last section of our reading for today, not the whole thing. And so I need to find it. There we go, Isaiah 40. And we're going to start at verse 28 and go to 31. Something before we start this one, I want you to count how many times, if you can, count how many times the prophet Isaiah uses the word weary. It seems to be a theme for us today and for the scriptures today. So starting at verse 28, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. And then from our gospel reading from Mark chapter 1 again, as we've continued on through that reading, I just want to read again the end section of that reading, and we'll start Mark chapter 1, starting at verse 35. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. Weariness is sort of a feeling of the day. If we were to ask just about anybody if they are weary, I think most of us would say, yes, we are weary. We're weary of all sorts of things. Some of it is circumstantial. We're weary of all of the restrictions. We're weary of all of the advertisements. We're weary of all of the promises that have been not fulfilled. We're weary of all sorts of things that have to do with our current situation. But this weariness that God is talking about here in Isaiah and also even in Mark is a different kind of weariness. This is a weariness of the soul. And I suppose after a long time of weariness that just begins to sink into your very being, we become weary people. Again, not just weary from circumstances, but weary just in general. It's not new for us, by the way. We're not the only ones in history to ever be weary. I think it was sort of a foregone conclusion at the very beginning of Genesis when God casts Adam and Eve out of the garden and gives this promise to Adam that he's going to have to work the ground to make the bread, and that the ground is only going to yield thistles and thorns, and it's not going to be as forgiving, and it's not going to be as productive. So in other words, God was saying to Adam, you are going to be weary all the rest of the days of your life. And that weariness from the very beginning all the way on through, it is a symptom of being human. Human beings are weary. We're weary, again, because of circumstances, but we're weary in our very being. We are a weary people. I say that again and again. We're a weary people. We're just tired. We're exhausted. We're hungering for something different, something uplifting and not burdensome. We're looking for something, we're longing for something that is strengthening and not draining. And we do that all the time. We go seeking these things that may offer some hope of getting over this weariness. But even in Isaiah, there is only one thing that cures or even sustains us in our weariness, and that's God. God's word sustains us in our weariness. In Isaiah chapter 40, it says that God is the one who gives power to the faint. God is the one that increases his strength. God is the one who renews the strength of the weary. God is the one who does all of this. It's only him, and it's only in him that we find any hope for our weariness, which is so hard because in a world around us that, again, this is not new, that has abandoned God, rejected God, come into opposition with God, not just here in the United States, not just, you know, in our modern day. This has been since the beginning, that there is no cure to weariness of the soul except God. And our history is one of trying to pursue different ways to cure the weariness. This can be through chemical means. This can be through psychological means. This could be through all sorts of different things that we use, we employ to somehow cure us of this weariness. Look at the self-help books in Barnes & Noble, and the shelf is long and wide and filled with books on how to reinvigorate, how to regain your strength, how to redo all of it. And it may be a Band-Aid at the most to help us through our weariness, but the only cure is God. And the only way to find that cure in God is through Christ. We won't find him anywhere else. I mean, we can hike all the highest mountains we want and look for God in the highest heavens and the lowest earth and whatever place we want to look. And you're not going to find him. You're going to see his creation. And again, that may be a temporary Band-Aid to your weariness, but that's not going to solve it. It's only God, and only God in Christ, who can cure, who can sustain us in our weariness. So that's where the Word of God is so important to us. The Word of God is so vital to keeping us alive and not allowing us to sort of spiral out of existence in weariness, that it's the Word that uplifts. It's the Word that sustains. It's the Word that strengthens. And it's in Christ that we find that. And it's in Christ that we receive that, or through Christ that we receive that. As churchgoers, you know, those of us who go and we receive the Word of God and we receive the sacrament, the Lord's Supper, his body and blood given and shed for us, that's the cure for the weariness, that it's in this day in life, it's only temporary. You know, we may walk out of church feeling uplifted, feeling strengthened, but we know all too often that feeling of upliftedness doesn't last forever, and we go back and look for it again and we can find it, but it's only temporary. The true cure to the worthiness or to the weariness will be when he returns, when he sets everything right, when he remakes the heavens and the earth, when he glorifies the body and soul of all people. That's when the weariness will cease. But until then, we look for these things that are temporary, even the things that God gives us, and we use them, we employ them to hold us up. And it's God who sustains. In our gospel reading, Jesus has been healing the sick and casting out demons for, it seems like, days on end. And people are lined up outside his door to have him fix their weariness. And it may be weary from sickness, or as Mark says, from the demon possessed. It could be any type of weariness or sickness. These people are coming to Jesus and saying, fix this, please. Fix this. Lay your hands on this and fix this. And we do the same, right? We do the same. We go to God in prayer and we say, God, fix this. Whatever it may be, the cancer, the pain, the heartache and heartbreak, the things that aren't quite lining up right in my head, the life circumstances that I look around and see such a mess, the world as it falls apart, we say, God, fix this. We're weary of living in this, so fix it. And he promises one day that it will all be taken care of. And in the meantime, we have him once again to say, I can sustain you day to day, hour to hour, moment to moment. It's Jesus who does that. After he's done healing all of these people, he's weary, and he's looking for that same thing that we as humans look for, and that's something to uplift and renew his strength. So where does he go? He doesn't go to the pub. He doesn't go to the bar. He doesn't go to the, you know, drugstore. He doesn't go to the drug dealer. He doesn't go to the prostitute. He doesn't go somewhere else. He goes to God in prayer, in private, to be renewed in strength, to be renewed in his spirit, to be uplifted after all of the work that he's been doing. And so once he's there, the disciples find him and they say, there's all sorts of people still looking for you. The line is long and it's out the door and it goes down the hallway and then it goes out to the street. People are still saying, Jesus, I need you to fix this. And I suppose Jesus could say, yeah, I'll just stay here and, you know, fix every backache and bloody nose and broken arm and all of those things. And I can fix the weary and cast out the demons in this one place. But there are others who are weary too, he says. We need to go to the other cities and preach the gospel. That's why I came, he says. So Jesus recognizes the weariness of humanity and he says, I gotta go and share what I can to uplift and strengthen, to ease the weariness. And so he goes around and brings the gospel, the word, again, the word that sustains. Jesus goes out to share that with others. That's what's doing it. He doesn't, yes, in the Gospels, he feeds the 5,000 and he walks on water and he does all of these miraculous things to show who he is. But it's in the proclamation of the word that the weariness is addressed. It's in the proclamation of the word that the people who are saying, fix this, please. It's in the word that fix is heard. And that's still the way that it is today. The weary look for an answer. The answer is in Christ. That's where it is. So I'm sure that you too are weary. I'm weary. We're weary people. The whole world is weary. Even those outside of Christ, even those who don't know that they need, they all feel the weariness. It's that human condition. We feel the weariness. And you look around, there's all sorts of ways that people look to treat it. But we who receive the supper, we who receive the word know that. And so here's the marching orders. We got to go share it. We got to go share the word. And not just in service, because yes, we do that in service. We serve our neighbors. We help our neighbors. We try and do everything we can to support our neighbor in need. Absolutely. But what the weary need more than another handout is the gospel. They need to hear the good news of Jesus. And where else are they going to hear it but from us who know it? And I'm not talking about knowing chapter and verse and having memorized the scripture. There's all sorts of people who can say that. Even the demons could say that. But they're not the cure for the weariness. The word is, and we have that. We have the word. And we have it in abundance, an overflowing abundance, a never-ending abundance. And that word sounds like grace and mercy and peace and joy and love and kindness and gentleness and thoughtfulness and faithfulness and self-control and all of these things. That's the word. But most importantly, they need to hear the word of Jesus, that he loves them, he was sent for them, he died on behalf of them. He rose again to show them who he was. He ascended into heaven and promised that he will come again and take us to be with him where he is. And where he is, there is no more weariness. So weary people, go to the word, hear the word of the Lord, and take that word and share it with the other weary people of the world. Amen.